Do you ever, like, not trust your intuition, but then your intuition ends up being right?
Now you're looking at yourself like a fucking goofy. Feel like we've all been in that situation before. Hello, rats and rugrats. How are you? And welcome to the podcast, No Megan Slender Will Be Tolerated, where today we will be discussing intuition, political drama, and self-esteem. Let's get into it. Have you ever walked into a room, whether it be at work or at a party, and you pick up on some really weird tension? Well, that'll be an example of your intuition at work. See, we all can agree that your intuition is an instinctive feeling, right? Now, to a lot of people, they believe that intuition is just going based off of feelings and emotions rather than facts, which is also partially true. It's not false. It's very accurate, actually. However, they believe that it is unethical or not so logical, you know? So let's dive deeper into the topic of intuition, because a lot of people have to understand that it is perfectly normal and it is perfectly fine to rely on your gut instinct, feeling, and your intuition. I feel as though we can all relate that there was a point in our times where we didn't rely on our intuition and whatever was expected ended up being the outcome, right? Now, did you also know intuition comes from experience as well? Say that you've seen this before and you already know how the plot is. You already know what the ending is going to be like. Well, you can check out right there. Now, with something as small as that, it's an instinct that empowers us. It's designed to guide us, and it can even save our lives. You not trusting your instinct can get you into a lot of shit, honestly. I've learned the hard way, and I'm pretty sure most of you have too. So for those that are religious and have Christian beliefs, did you know your intuition can also be a form of discernment? Now, the Bible is full of examples of wisdom and intuition. Solomon had once said, "Give me an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad." So now that we understand that intuition is, in fact, a gift from God, we also understand that any gift can be abused by using it in the flesh instead of in spirit. And I'm pretty sure you understand what that means already. Oftentimes, our intuition picks up on subtle cues and patterns that we may not consciously register, but that can influence our decisions in significant ways. By listening to our intuition, we can tap into like this deeper level of awareness and make decisions that are more aligned with our true desires and values. So furthermore, trusting your intuition can help you navigate through uncertain or unfamiliar situations with greater ease. In times of doubt or confusion, listening to your gut feeling can provide clarity and guidance on the best course of action to take. Whether it's choosing a career path or making a major life decision or navigating a challenging ass relationship, your intuition can serve as a compass to steer you in the right direction. And another important aspect of trusting your intuition is that it can help you build self-confidence and self-trust. So by tuning into your inner voice and following its guidance, you can develop a stronger sense of self-awareness and self-assurance. That can lead to greater personal growth and empowerment. As we said earlier, you learn to trust your own instincts and make decisions that are in alignment with your authentic self. Trusting your intuition is essential for making better decisions, navigating through life's challenges, and building self-confidence. So the next time you find yourself at a crossroads, remember to trust your intuition and let it serve as your guiding light. Next subject. So what we're gonna talk about next is the election. And oh my fucking gosh, every time I talk about it, I get heated. So
hey, this might be a little aggressive, okay? I won't forgive any of you fucking Trump supporters that let that man back in the fucking White House. Like, I can argue you down all day about why the fuck Kamala Harris should be in the White House, but you dense-ass bitches don't fucking understand. And yes, I'm coming for you. Like, I'm talking my shit to you. I don't care how aggressive it gets. And if you get offended, well, take offense, you fucking assholes. Did you not know you just dictated the economy? You really thought Trump was going to help you? No! I mean, did you really forget what happened when we were still back in 2020 and we begged for this man to get out of the White House? The fuck is wrong with you? Are you... Oh my gosh. Like, I feel like I fear some of you need to bathe in a pool of lava. I have a great aunt who voted for Trump, and she fucking told me her reason for voting was because Kamala wanted to take the ban off of abortions, and she feels it is a sin. Did you Christians know that Donald J. Trump wants to ban the Bible, and you're worried about a woman's fucking rights? Please. Please, please. But y'all don't want to get into what actual sin is. I mean, the whole politics thing within itself is a sin. But you don't want to get into that though, right? Kamala Harris was the better candidate for many fucking reasons. Firstly, Kamala Harris has a strong background in law and politics. She served as the Attorney General of California and as a United States Senator before being selected as the vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. Her experience and knowledge in these fields made her highly qualified. Secondly, Kamala Harris has a reputation for being a fierce and advocate for justice and equality. I said fierce and advocate. I meant fierce advocate. I'm speaking out of anger, and y'all are fucking doing it to me, I swear. But throughout her career, she has fought for criminal justice reform, women's rights, and LGBTQ plus rights. She has consistently stood up for marginalized communities and worked towards creating a more fair and inclusive society. Her dedication to these causes shows that she has the passion and commitment needed to bring about positive change. The fuck? Now let's talk about Trump, big goofy ass. He's taking away your Christmas bonus to pay for the tariffs that'll fuck with everyone's pockets. The tariffs are making Nissan and other American companies cut workers off to prepare for them. Price of electronics are already starting to increase by $350 and other electronics about 40% to combat these tariffs. The reason he wants to ban the Bible, by the way, is because it apparently challenges religious beliefs and shows graphic content. Like, what the fuck ever, bro? For Latinos that voted for Trump, they are now moving to denaturalization, which is the removal of your constitutional right that states if you were born on American soil, you are an American citizen. The UK has already mobilized a Trump task force that'll absolutely brutalize us in this trade war. And that's just only gonna hurt, you know, every fucking body. But hey, yeah, that's who you voted for, right? Trump does not uphold the law or back the fucking blue. He has 34 felonies, which are all proven convictions. He has caused huge price inflations. His class cut only went up 1% and the working class people saw $0. After tax corporations received their tax cut, they fired thousands of employees. He's not even in a fucking office yet. And if you follow me like on Instagram, you've already seen this. So you know that I'm literally just reading this shit off my story. I posted it. Like, I posted this shit. This is what the fuck you voted for, and I'm so fucking disappointed in you. And now there are people that are like hold on. There are people that are literally searching up, how do I change my vote? And what is a tariff? Guys, what? I have this homie of mine, and we made this joke where we feel like, but it's honestly true though. Shout out to you, because you know what the fuck I'm talking about. We made this joke where we were like, we feel like motherfuckers need to start taking literacy tests before they vote. because y'all are dense as fuck.
But anyways, this is why I don't really like getting into politics. So, next topic, please.
Y'all, I just had like the best fucking drink ever. It's that little mango pineapple smoothie from McDonald's. I love it. I don't know why. You motherfuckers say there's E. coli in the food. I don't even eat the food from McDonald's, so I don't really care. But fight me on it. I like the drink, man. Anyways, getting into our next topic, our final topic of the night. We'll be talking about self-esteem. And in today's world, you really do need fucking self-esteem. So you know how a lot of us get into depressive episodes, or we have our little anxiety days where anxiety kind of just takes over. Or we have our days where we just don't feel as confident as we would like. Those are pretty good fucking examples of low self-esteem. And as crazy as it may seem, it's true. It is. It's very true. If you sit there and you sulk in your depression, that's low self-esteem. If you sit there and you don't try to figure out how to help or maintain your anxiety, that's low self-esteem. If you don't learn to love yourself and be like, yeah, I'm that bitch, or yeah, I'm that nigga, like, yeah, I'm the shit, that's low self-esteem. Low self-esteem comes from lack of confidence. It comes from lack of self-love. It generates from these little things, and you're sitting there and you're confused. Like, I thought like my esteem was okay. No, it's not. And a lot of you have a big ego, but you don't have high self-esteem. It's barely mid, like it's low. People with like low self-esteem are the perfectionists, by the way. Like, if you feel like you gotta be perfect, or, and I just hit my fucking mic, but if you feel like you gotta be perfect, or you find yourself self-sabotaging like relationships or friendships, or you like, you have a lot of negative shit to say about yourself, that's low fucking self-esteem. And criticism is one thing, like, constructive criticism is one thing, but criticizing yourself as a human being, and you're like, you're still trying to do the same shit that we're all doing, which is survive on this bullshit ass earth, that's low fucking self-esteem right there. That's the prime fucking example. Shockers. Because individuals with like high self-esteem, bro, they already can like establish healthy boundaries or communicate effectively. And they have mutually fulfilling relationships. Positively mutually fulfilling relationships, by the way. They don't engage in the people-pleasing shit that low self-esteem have. What the fuck did I just say? People that have low self-esteem engage in people-pleasing, okay? That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, they're not gonna... they're not gonna engage in behaviors that compromise their well-being. You feel me? They're gonna be assertive, and they're gonna advocate for their needs and prioritize their own well-being in relationships. It's like, how do I say, self-esteem is more so like, it's linked to your mental health and your emotional well-being. You know, so what I'm saying is, be more assertive with your life, with yourself, with who you are, with who you let in your space, within your personal bubble. Like, be more assertive with your emotions, with your feelings, with your mental health. Be more, advocate for yourself. Please do that. Advocate for yourself. Be confident within yourself. Be confident with who you are, with who God created you to be. You know, find that fulfilling relationship that you want so bad. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic interest. It can literally be a friendship. You can even have a fucking pet, as long as it's fulfilling, as long as it makes you happy. But do not walk around this bitch with low confidence, with all this. Don't walk around here like a pessimist, is what I'm saying. Be more optimistic with life. Okay? That's easier fucking said than done, especially when life shits on you. but shit on it back. Disgusting. If you're into that, that's disgusting though. But I'm saying, like, show these motherfuckers who the fuck you are. Literally. Okay? It's not hard. Just do it. Stop thinking too much. I swear, like, I feel like a lot of us as humans, we kind of like just think too deep into shit and we're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do next? Just do it. Like, now that don't mean go shoot an op or shoot the club up, but I'm saying, like, do what the fuck you want to do. What makes you happy, bro? Like, for real, what makes you happy? What genuinely makes you happy? And do that. Like, enjoy that. Start enjoying life a little more. You're not promised tomorrow. That's one thing. So stop walking around this bitch like you done lost your soul. Nigga, you walk with it every day. Please, keep your head up. Stop being pessimistic about everything. And do your fucking thing. Shine, bitch. Shine. The fuck? And I think we can kind of just wrap things up here. I guess today was like... Oh my gosh, I hit my fucking mic again. I guess today was, I guess it was a short podcast today. I'm sorry. I owe you guys a longer podcast next time. But hey, this one is nice. We're chilling. That's all. Little rant and rave, pretty much. So we all know what time it is. It is time for the end of podcast affirmations. Always talking so soft sometimes to y'all. I feel like I gotta talk to you nicely, but then I gotta talk to you aggressively because y'all are assholes. Like, I don't care. Now go on and repeat after me. I am enough just as I am. I am capable, strong, and confident in everything I do. I am proud of my uniqueness. I am always growing and learning. I deserve to be happy. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All right. Well, I guess that's just the end of it. Oh, man. I gotta go. Gotta go get the mail. Anyway, thanks for stopping by. Remember those little reminders for today and stand on business. Bye-bye.